KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for...
Earlier in the season with the Fresno Athletics, they split 1-1, and they also split earlier this week to the Cal State Peloteros, losing the first game 6-9 and winning the second 9-4. So another split series, and they are yet to lose one on the year. As I mentioned, 24 wins and just 3 losses on the year. Not a lot of scoring last night, but we're heading into the second game of the series. We're very excited to see what we can do here, looking for their 25th win on the season here for the 45s.
Yeah, but... chance to get the 25th win for the Colt 45s here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNR 1460 Chomp. The second game of a three-game series against the Athletic Edge Express will be up here tomorrow. The third game, the fifth game of the week, rather, will be against the Speaker Nuggets. That will be Sunday at 7:15. Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Slangy. It's great to have you with us. The starting lineups for the Petaluma Athletic Edge Express. They'll be sending Hayes Garrett Blair out there at shortstop to lead things off against Nathan Medina of the Colt 45s. It will be Jelani Mason in center field, followed by J.T. Summers, the DH, batting third. Lucas Schaefer at first base, batting in the cleanup spot. Then Brady Boyd at third base. Will Toker, right field. Justin Lucas in left field. Justin Brinson at second base. And then Sam Duran, the catcher, batting ninth. For the Athletic Edge Express Ball Club. Again, Jeremy Miller at short, Mason in center, Summers the DH, Schaefer at first, Boyd the third baseman, Coker in right, Lucas in left, and Brinson at second base, Duran the catcher. Facing off against Nathan Medina for these Colt 45s. And in that two-game series, Colt 45s with the split, we're going to await the national anthem here. This will be live, brought to you by the Sandlot Sounds.
national anthem was brought to you by the Sandlot Sound. And now we're going to get to these Colt 45s starting lineups. And, of course, Trevon Rogowski will be in center field leading things off for the Colt 45s, followed by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop, then Andrew Mora at first base, followed by Dom DeCagno in right, then John Handy sitting in that DH spot. He'll be batting fifth, followed by Mondo Hano at third, Ryan Hamm getting the start at second base, Corey Likens in left, and Rain McMillan, catcher of Nathan Medina. Nathan Medina on the year. He's 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA. Six appearances, he has a save and 14 innings underneath his belt. He's got 16 strikeouts and he's walked a total of four. His last win came against the Rose City Rosebuds on July 6th, where he pitched three innings of relief work with a couple of strikeouts. Did not allow hit or a run on that. Wonderful four-game set versus the Rose City Rosebuds out of Portland, Oregon, just last weekend, Independence Day weekend, where the ballpark was filled with fans, especially on Friday night, the 4th, and had to watch fireworks from the field after the game. But early on in that bottom of the 1st, they got to watch fireworks out on the field, and Dom DeCagno led the way with that 3-run shot in the bottom of the 1st. That was right before the Colt 45s would send 15 batters to the plate in a slugfest against the Rosebuds. Nathan Medina will be facing off against Chris Ruddle, another right-hander for the Athletic Edge Express. After last night, the Athletic Edge Express starting pitcher, Luke Dillon, absolutely shoved for this ball club. He went 8 innings, allowed 3 runs, but unfortunately got the loss after he was out-dueled by Ty Cook, who went 9 innings of 2-hit baseball, striking out 10. 3-hit baseball, rather, for Ty Cook, but a complete game shutty for the right-hander.
Yeah, it's really a great performance there from Ty Cook last night. Absolutely dominant from start to finish, as you mentioned, going distance all the way, and the shutout just the icing on the cake, for sure, on another great victory for the Colt 45s. And as I mentioned earlier, not as much scoring last night as we're grown accustomed to seeing from this Colt 45s team this campaign, and last year as well. But we'll see if tonight they get the bats going earlier and stronger.
And something I do want to talk about is that home run from Dylan Green, which, out of the airwaves, kind of hard to convey what happened exactly, but as that ball landed on the warning track, also this came in the eighth inning, so the last ups really for the Colt 45s was the one-run lead, and it came in the eighth inning that he hit out toward right center, right by that 370 mark. It appeared as though it hit the warning track and bounced over with very large amount of top spin, and the outfielders were motioning that the ball was over the fence near the ground rule double, but after a umpire review, it was called a home run, and then it was 3-0, and that's the way the ball game ended up staying. Colt 45s improved to a record of 24-3 as they look to get their 25th win tonight here against this ball club out of Petaluma. And for us, Spencer, it's always great to have you back, another color commentator, after having my dad on the call last weekend. You having a whole 5 or 6 games off now, back in the saddle.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to hear when my weekend is somewhere else. Absolutely. Just great baseball we've seen this season from the Colt 45s, and a lot of homes they've had. Obviously, last year they really took it to Rosebud, but scoring a lot of runs is what we, like you mentioned, we've grown accustomed to seeing from this Colt 45 side, and we're hoping to see more of that tonight after a record slow game yesterday, but still an exciting one. And I'm great to join you here in the booth again, always, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. It's, as I've talked about many times before, it's just so much fun to do this. Even with the 102-degree weather here at first pitch, and a strong breeze blowing in from right field behind a plate, but it's going to be Taze Garamalair to lead things off from that right side, the shortstop for this ball club, to lead off the game last night as well.
is the first pitch from Medina. Misses upstairs for ball one. First pitch comes in exactly at 7:15. And we are underway here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. Right-hand hitter deep in the box with a slightly closed stance. Here's the pitch from Medina. As a line shot over the leaping Carroll and into shallow center field for a base hit. That's the way our ball game begins. A single for Darren Millar.
And that's a great-looking hit from Darren Millar there, as you mentioned, just really attacking the first. He's the leadoff hitter in the game, so just really attacking that first one after not scoring it all last night. You really want to just get on the base early, and Darren Millar does a great job of doing that there.
Yeah, great job from him just to get some wood on it, knock it over out of Carroll's reach. Now the first pitch to the left hand hitting. Mason is hit in the air toward left. Left fielder giving chase to the track. Right to the wall, will squeeze it on the run, quickly play it back. A fantastic play from Corey Likens, chasing that ball down towards the corner.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, just a great job. But the wind is pretty strong right now, too, here at 7:15, right at the start of the game. The wind picked up even more, and that ball was hit. Looked like it was going to go around left center. It just kept on carrying all the way to the warning track there, and all the way out to left field. And Corey Likens does a great job playing chase to that and getting the grab for the first out of the inning here.
Yeah, that ball just kept getting pushed toward the corner, and great job by Corey Likens to chase it down. Runner going, throw by Rain McMillan on a hop off the mound, handled by the second baseman, Ryan Hamm. Could have been trouble. Could have been extra bases. Great play by the second baseman covering second, Ryan Hamm, moving to his left to corral that baseball after it hopped off the mound with a little weird skip. Now Medina kicks and deals a breaking ball that hits the top of the zone to even up the count at one ball and one strike. With the runner at second base here in a scoreless top of the first inning. This pitch from Medina is a single up the middle and through. Rogowski up with the ball, rounding third, and a stop sign thrown up as Rogowski absolutely hucks it back in. And a great play by Rain McMillan, the catcher, after the throw was on a few hops up the third baseline to corral it. Another hard hit knock puts runners at the corners.
Yeah, Summers just doing what we started with Darren Millar there. Now we got runners on the corners, as you mentioned. Just another great hit. You hear that ball pop right when it hits the wooden bat there, and it just hops over the second baseman. Ryan Hamm's got no chance there. It's going to make its way to the outfield. Now, as you mentioned, we got runners on the corners here in scoring position, which we didn't see much of last night at all. So great start so far for the Athletic Edge here.
I think this is the most traffic that has been on the bases in either of these two games that we've played so far, which is just about 10 innings of baseball by this point, and we're not even fully through the 10th inning of baseball in over a day. Runners at first and third. The Colt 45 is at double play depth. Medina kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward center. Rogowski giving chase back toward the warning track in left center. Looking up, and it is gone. A three-run shot from Lucas Schaefer, and all of a sudden the offense has woken up for the Athletic Edge Express.
Yeah, just absolutely belted there by Schaefer. He knew that one was gone. We had a little bit of doubt as far as the wind going, see if that ball was going to die out at all, but it really carried, and it just ended up going all the way. So it's going to be 3-0 to the Athletic Edge to start off this game, seeing ourselves in a position that the Colt 45s are not used to being in here.
Yeah, down before you even come up to bat in the bottom of the first is not something the Colt 45s have had to deal with a lot, and we'll see how they handle it tonight with only one out. Now nobody on for the right-hand hitter, Brady Boyd, who takes a call at strike one. Brady Boyd, last night at first base, had a tremendous night before he was substituted. Made a few fantastic plays over there at first. And Medina delivers a breaking ball just off the plate. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Again, with one out and nobody on after that three-run shot from Lucas Schaefer. Here's the 1-1 from Medina. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him up and away. Got him to chase.
Yeah, and it's important here, Jacob, that Medina just, while there's no one on the base, no traffic on the bases, he just does some damage if he can. Get out of this inning, obviously the damage has been done, but trying to prevent anything worse.
Breaking ball down and away, swing, and a miss. Brady Boyd going fishing, and comes back with nothing. That is out number two. Will Tokar up to the plate, the right fielder. And, yeah, as you said, Spencer, limiting damage, and that's part of what happened last night with Ty Cook after Darren Millar was the first out. It was a single and then an E5, and there was runners at first and third in the top of the first last night as well. And then Brady Boyd hit into a 6-4-3 double play, but in this case, nobody on. He struck out. Tokar lays off that pitch for ball one. Here's a 1-0 from Medina. There's a breaking ball hit in the air toward left. Routine flyout for Corey Likens, who handles the line shot. In the side is retired. The Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. We're scoreless. We're up 3-0 after the top of the first inning, rather, as we head to the bottom half with the Colt 45s coming up. If you're looking for fun ways to explore your town, step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift music and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup that'll make your bank account happy. One-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else. That's Cascade Curation.
To explore your town, you've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Redding, California. 3-0 here in the bottom of the first with the Colt 45s getting their first ups, facing off against Chris Riddell for the Athletic Edge Express. Riddell, a righty out of Westmont College. Westmont University, I believe, actually. Trajan Rogowski due up along with Mark Anthony Carroll and Andrew Mora for these Colt 45s in a three-run deficit. Rogowski takes a first pitch fastball on the outside corner right of the belt, called strike one. Rogowski last night had a couple of Ks, a ground out, and a single. Quiet night offensively for Rogowski as he takes a strike at the bottom of the zone for strike two quickly in an 0-2 hole. White stands for the right-hand hitter, deep in the box. There's the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, just misses. Good take there from Rogowski. The catcher, Cam Duran, was about ready to throw it around the horn. 1-2, nobody out, nobody on for Trajan Rogowski. Pitch from Riddell, misses low and away.
Yeah, Riddell looks like he's throwing hard tonight, obviously with the fresh arm just getting started, but just a little low, as you mentioned, on the last couple.
2-2 count, working off the first base side of the rubber. Riddell kicks and deals. Rogowski fouls it off out of play down the first base side. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now with a new baseball, Riddell readies, winds and deals, bounces it in there for ball three. As the count fills, Rogowski doing a great job working it, gets it full after he was in an 0-2 hole.
Yeah, great patience by Rogowski, as you mentioned, just hanging in there. Now the payoff pitch is pending here.
Here's the payoff pitch from Riddell. The chopper up the middle, the shortstop charging in, gloves, and through. The second baseman able to recover it on the remedy outfield grass. Darren Millar charging in for it, kicked through his glove, couldn't get a clean handle on it, and Rogowski will reach on the E6. Likely would have beat it out had Darren Millar made a throw, but given that it was just under his glove, might have been a bang-bang play over there at first base. Now Mark Anthony Carroll, also out of Reedley College, along with tonight's starting pitcher, Nathan Medina. picks a first pitch ball off the plate outside for ball one. Rogowski being held on by the first baseman, Lucas Schaefer. Here's the 1-0. Foul tipped into the glove of Duran for strike one. Carroll playing shortstop tonight for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, and as we mentioned before, Rogowski there getting on first base after being down 0-2 in the count, just playing the long game, great patience, and just working with every pitch he got and swinging at that payoff, and worked out for him as well with a little help from the shortstop, of course.
Foul tipped again into the glove of the chest catcher, chased the high cheese. And for Mark Anthony Carroll last night, he went 3-for-3 with a couple of stolen bases. 3-for-4 with a couple of stolen bases. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Riddell, popped out of play down the first base side. This count holds at 1-2. With the Athletic Edge Express defense at double play depth. And the overshift on the pull hitter. Shortstop and middle infielders shaded up the middle, but the third baseman playing a few steps off the line. Here's the 1-2. Misses in. 2-2 now. For Mark Anthony Carroll, coming off a very nice offensive night last night. With the Colt 45s down by a score of 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. Rogowski not going. This one's fouled back again out of play. Count holds at 2-2. Now Carroll digs back in. Rogowski takes his lead from first, being held on by Schaefer. Now the batter's going to call time, readjust his gear a little bit. Carroll steps out, now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat, wide stance up in the box. Rogowski, the lead from first, the 2-2 pitch from Riddell, misses low and away. It's the second consecutive batter to work the count full on Chris Riddell. The Athletic Edge Express pitching with a 3-run lead here in the bottom of the first. The payoff pitch misses inside. Check swing down to first. Bring him up. Strike 3 called. Mark Anthony Carroll can't believe it. He's in disbelief. He had tossed his bat already back toward the on-deck circle to take his free pass. And the first base umpire rung him up. Now it will be Andrew Mora digging in from the left side.
Yeah, a little bit unlucky there for Mark Anthony Carroll, as you mentioned. Couldn't tell from our angle, obviously. We went all the way around. The home plate umpire gets a second opinion as well, and he gets called out by the first base umpire. So now Mora's working with one out, and Rogowski will still be on first base, of course.
It's the good old 50-50 swing. It could go either way. Right on left matchup here with the left hand hitting Mora. Even stance, even the box runner going throw from the knee by Duran, not in time. Into second base, standing up with a stolen base is Trajan Rogowski. Steal number 13 of the season for Rogowski. Cam Duran with a throw from the knee. Just a little bit offline to that right field side and able to get in easily standing up was Rogowski.
Yeah, it's a great job also from Rogowski, just keeping his foot on the bag there, because second base or the shortstop obviously went for the tag. But
1-1
foot off.
After Mora takes that pitch for a strike, yeah, as you said, Spencer, just a great job by Rogowski to not overrun the bag and make the mistake. Now there's a runner in scoring position for Andrew Mora, who leads the team with 27 RBIs as he hits this one in the air toward right, drifting back to the track at the wall, and it is gone. Dropped out just to the left of the 3-10 mark, and all of a sudden, it's 3-2. The Athletic Edge only up by one now after the home run from Andrew Mora. The second home run of the season for Andrew Mora, and he absolutely clubbed that baseball. The right fielder gave a half-hearted chase. That was Will Toker out there, and looked up above that P-Mart sign and realized it was way over the fence.
Yeah, just absolutely belted by Mora, and someone we've seen as a left-handed hitter, someone we've seen who can hit on all areas of the field, he just brings that one right where it's expected, right down the right field line, and that one, as you mentioned, right fielder's given a half chase to it. He knew that one was gone off the bat.
Just absolutely turned on that pitch, and next thing you know, it's over the fence. Here's the 1-0 to DeCagna after he took a first pitch ball. And that one misses inside for ball two. 2-0 count with one out in this 3-2 ball game. Now the 2-0 is a ground ball toward the second baseman who handles the chopper, flips the first in time. Routine play for Justin Brinson. 4-3 on the play. DeCagno is retired for out number two. Now will be the right hand hitting John Handy to the plate. He's batting .377 on the year. He leads the team with 4 home runs and 22 RBIs. First pitch to Handy, misses low.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, we've seen a lot of damage from John Handy, so the Athletic Edge got to be grateful that there's no one on base here for his at-bat, but the damage has been done already, and he's just trying to add to it.
So Handy pops this one foul out of play. Picking up the count at 1-1. That was Andrew Mora's 30th and 31st RBI in his second home run of the year. He's had himself a solid season. And that's just offensively. Here's the 1-1, squeaks through for ball two. Missed inside, and the catcher, Cam Duran, couldn't quite get a clean handle on it.
And as you were mentioning with Andrew Mora, just his offense has been absolutely stellar, but his defense at the first base has been great all year, too, with that long stretch and jumping for balls that he probably has no business in getting, but he makes it happen. And he's a big reason this Colt 45's defense and offense has been so successful this season.
And that's what you need from your first baseman as Handy takes another ball. Now a 3-1 count with two outs here in this 3-2, bottom of the first, check swing, inside corner, actually caught the wrist of Handy, so he'll take first base regardless. He'll be on the hit-by-pitch, not necessarily the walk. Two outs, another runner aboard. And yeah, for Andrew Mora, we saw it last night, he flashed the leather around a little bit as well after a couple of great plays from Isaac Mondojano in that 6-4 frame. Just adding a little bit of an extra edge for this Colt 45 defense. With that extension, you're able to knock off just a little bit of time and make those close plays at first a little less close and a little more clear that the runner's out. Handy with a large lead over there at first, about four steps off the bag. The first pitch, fastball in the outside corner right at the belt to the right hand hitting Isaac Mondojano. Handy at first being held on by Luke Schaefer. Now the righty, Riddell, kicks and deals. This one's fouled back out of play, back behind us for strike two. Colt 45 is with two runs in the inning already, looking to add on more here, the tying run at first base and John Handy. No balls and two strikes to Mondojano, even stance deep in the box. The 0-2 pitch from Riddell, bounced in there, blocked by Duran, thought about a backpack to first, but holds on to it. 1-2 and two strikes now to the right-hand hitting Mondojano. Mondojano awaiting, now ready as Riddell comes set, checks the run at first, kicks and deals, misses just a bit low. Tried to sneak the heater in the bottom of the zone, catch Mondojano off balance. 2-2 with two outs. 3-2 in the bottom of the first. The 2-2 delivery from Riddell is a fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Mondojano knew it. The Colt 45s get a pair, but they strand one. After one, it's 3-2. The Colt 45s down by one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Whether you're hunting for that discovery, whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection, or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, Cascade Curations is your creative sanctuary. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure. Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in Redding, California.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curations store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45 Spaceball. Leading things off will be Justin Lucas, followed up by Justin Brinson, and then Cam Duran, the catcher. 7-8-9 hitters facing off against Nathan Dina. First pitch swing, ground ball toward second baseman, charging off balance throw toward first in time. A great play by Ryan Hamm, circling around it and flipping on the run for the easy 4-3 put out.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, Jacob, great play by Ryan Hamm. Looked like he was going to get that easily until it took a big hop right off the infield grass and then able to just stay under it and make that easy throw. Or make that difficult throw look very easy to Andrew Moore there. And obviously Andrew Moore automatic from there, from that distance, gloves it easy for the first put out.
Yeah, just off that left leg, opposite of the throwing arm, and just slinging it sidearm as McKean delivers a first pitch fastball outside to Justin Brinson, a right-hand hitter. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. Here's the 1-0 from the righty Medina off the first base side. Breaking ball catches the bottom of the zone to even it up at one ball and one strike.
And I will say, although the Colt 45s are still losing right now at the top of the second, it was a great job by them just staying calm, staying on their toes, and getting some runs under their belt as well. You see a lot of teams when they're used to being ahead in the game, as it looks like Brinson will be hit by a pitch there, so he will get a free pass to first base. Just a little wild pitch there from Medina. But as I was saying, obviously still trailing in this game by just one run, but through one inning, that's not too bad after a three-run shot being allowed. And a lot of the times when you see teams that are winning so much, when they go down early, they usually don't know how to respond. They're not put in that situation very often. So they do a great job of just handling the business, as always, and Andrew Mora gets them back in the game right away.
Especially knowing what this offense is capable of. I mean, they've put 20 runs on the board before. First pitch fastball from Medina to Cam Duran, right-hand hitter, catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike one. But it's always great to see just the morale overall. Seems perfectly fine, and they're already pulled back within this ball game. It's just a one-run game. Here's the pitch from Medina's ground ball to the third baseman, Montojano, on the grass, throws across. In time for the 5-3 put out, but Brinson moves on over to second base. Not quite enough time to turn it around the horn. Now a runner in scoring position for the Athletic Edge Express, and the top of the order in K's Darren Malaire to the plate, who singled and then stole second base before he would later come around to score.
Now batting with the runner on second, shortstop number 23, K's Darren Malaire.
Right-hand hitter, even stance. He's one for one on the night. Singled his last time up. The first pitch from Medina is a little slow roller off the mound. Medina gets it himself, underhand toss for the 1-3 putout. As we head to the bottom of the second inning here in a 3-2 ball game, the Athletic Edge Express threaten, but they do not score. They leave one stranded over there at second base. Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You got to step into Cascade Curations, the coolest, cleanest little music thrift and art galleria in Shasta County. You have to see this place for yourself, across from Jack's Grill on California Street.
For your town, you've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us. here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where the lights have come on, but still a long way away from taking full effect. And a smoky, surrounded, windy night at the ballpark. Perfect baseball weather here on a summer night, that's for sure. Due up for the Colt 45s will be Ryan Hamm, Corey Likens, and Rayne McMillan. Both teams in their respective halves of the first inning, sending six batters to the plate. 3-2 in this bottom of the second inning. Ryan Hamm steps into that right-hand batter's box. Deep in the box with a wide-open stance. Here's the first pitch from Chris Riddell. Foul tipped, goes back toward the on-deck circle. For strike one. Hamm batting 324 on the season. Taps the plate with his bat, now readies. Riddell gets a sign from the catcher Duran, who's at the up and in. Swing and miss, chase one way downstairs for strike two. Got him to chase that breaking ball. Now, the 0-2 from Riddell off the first base side of the rubber misses low. The Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California, down right near where NASCAR is racing at this weekend at Sonoma Raceway out there in wine country. Here's the 1-2. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher. Duran holds on, and Ryan Hamm is down on strikes. That's out number one. Also, shout out my dad and his twin brother, Uncle Larry, tuning in. And they will actually be at that NASCAR race tomorrow, out there just near Petaluma, a few miles away.
Yeah, it's a couple fun weekends there for your family, absolutely. Calling games through the 4th of July, celebrating America's independence, and then straight to the strip to watch some NASCAR. Love that.
Yeah, that's a great, it's a very American two weekends right there. Some baseball, 4th of July action, and then NASCAR. Here's the 1-0 to Likens at the bottom of the zone on the outside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike, especially for my dad, who got to go from calling baseball games to watching a NASCAR race. So some great sports in a couple of weekends. This pitch misses in the dirt, picked by Duran for ball two. Two balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting Corey Likens. Riddell winds and deals the 2-1, misses low again for ball three. Riddell almost trying to quick pitch in a sense. And just that rocky motion, can't seem to get that ball elevated unless he really slows things down. The 3-1 pitch is fouled up and out of play down the first base side to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Riddell with a new baseball now rubs it up on the back slope of the mound. Climbs back up. Up tears in it. Duran, who gives him the sign. Riddell rocks back off that first base side, kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Foul tips. Back to the screen.
Likens there, just doing whatever he can to stay alive. That one was way too close to call. He took a real, real big chop at it, but it's going to go straight back. We're pending another payoff pitch here.
And just swinging at anything close. Here's the 3-2 again from Chris Riddell. Breaking ball freezes Corey Likens. He's down on strikes. He goes down a-looking. He had tossed his bat to the side and was about to take first base before he was rung up by the home plate umpire.
Yeah, another close one there. Hard to say from our angle again. Trust the umpire to make the right call there over us for sure.
Now it will be Rayne McMillan to the plate. And in two innings of work for Chris Riddell, getting the start from the head coach of this Express team, Jeff Ingston, he struck out at least two Colt 45's batters in both the innings he's pitched. This one's grounded foul just barely for strike one. McMillan pulling it down the line. Missed by less than a foot. Rogowski on deck should the inning continue. There's two outs here in this bottom of the second inning of a 3-2 ball game. Now McMillan steps back into the box. Slightly open stance. Here's the 0-1 from Riddell. fastball right at the bottom of the zone on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Wind blowing in from right field. The 0-2 pitch with two outs. Skipped in there for ball one. With the sun really only in center and right field. Shadows covering nearly all of Tiger Field. And second base and the first baseman. 1-2 fouled up and back behind us. It actually stays inside of the Tiger Field fencing just barely. 1-2 for the right-hand hitter here in this bottom of the second inning of a 3-2 ball game as Chris Riddell kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just misses. Solid take there from McMillan.
Yeah, it's a good look there from McMillan, as you mentioned, but I bet he's got to be feeling pretty unlucky after that first pitch in the series here, just going right down the third baseline, but just kicking a little bit foul. It's a great-looking hit. He would have at least got to first base off that.
Now the 2-2 is a line shot over the leaping shortstop, Darren Millar, and into left field for a base hit. McMillan had widened his stance and then choked up a little bit on the bat and was able to fight that inside pitch and dunk it over the leaping Darren Millar for a base hit. I'll bring up the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski, as I was talking about as well, as Adam Reyes will be the courtesy runner for McMillan. The first base and second baseman, depending on where they're playing on that right side of the infield or in the sun patches between the shade spots. So really only four fielders having to deal with the sun. As things have started to cool off here at Tiger Field, it's dropped down to 100 degrees, and the wind picking up as well. Here's the first pitch with the runner at first is a fastball on the inside corner right at the knees, called strike one. Trajan Rogowski reached on the E6 his last time up and then would come around to score on that two-run shot from Andrew Mora. Here's the 0-1, the line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Holding at second base is Reyes, and runners at first and second base after a couple of singles. We'll bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, who struck out swinging his last time up.
This is what, as I mentioned in pregame, Jacob, what we're accustomed to seeing here from these Colt 45s, especially here at home at Tiger Field. Just really dominant. Once they get one hit, it just starts going and going and going. And even in the two-out rally section, in that column, they're still doing really good as well. And they're looking to build one of their own right here with Mark Anthony Carroll heading up to the plate.
Infield shift on for the right-hand hitter. First baseman playing behind the runner. First pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Infield shifted the pull on the right-hand hitter, Carroll. There's the 0-1, fouled back out of play toward the parking lot for strike two. Runners at first and second. In a 3-2 ball game, the Colt 45s, in a spot they're not that familiar with, they're down by one. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Mark Anthony Carroll. Fought off again out of play down the first base side, and the count holds. At no balls and two strikes. Riddell gets a new baseball and rubs it up.
Yeah, and something Riddell has done great so far, although despite the multiple hits he's allowed, is just starting off the count up early.
The 0-2 is hit in the air toward right. The right fielder, Toker giving chase, goes into a dive, loses the baseball. Reyes will come in to score around third. And coming in to score is Rogowski holding at second base his Mark Anthony Carroll. And just like that, with one swing of the bat, the Colt 45s have a one-run lead.
Yeah, just a great hit by Mark Anthony Carroll there, turning that into a double as well. Just a little bit dead space there in short right field, or shallow right field, if you will, or right center, rather. Great effort there by the right fielder. That's Tokar just making a good effort for it, getting all the way down, and it looks like he may have gotten it in his glove, but on the impact on the ground, it pops out or maybe got under it in a little bit. But regardless, two runners will score there, and Mark Anthony Carroll will sit himself in scoring position as well, and that two-out rally is looking good now.
Breaking ball to Mora catches the outside corner for strike one to the left-hand hitter. He homered his last time up. Yeah, as you said, the outfielder in right field, Toker, converging on it. Mora takes a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. Just did the bare minimum of getting in front of it, but I believe he got to the baseball, had it in his glove. He might have picked the short hop. Here's the 0-2, fouled back just got a piece of it was Mora. Little fight it off swing.
Yeah.
And getting a double out of it was Mark Anthony Carroll.
Yeah, and this is Riddell again up 0-2 in the count. We have seen this countless times so far, but still just allowing runners to get on base even when up in the count the way they are.
The 0-2 is fouled back toward us, but off the netting. Count holes and no balls and two strikes. With two outs, Colt 45 is now up by a score of 4-3. Runner in scoring position, the 0-2 pitch is hit in the air down the third base side, but foul out of play toward the Colt 45 bullpen.
Moritz doing whatever he can to stay alive here. That's three fouls in a row, all looking like they had a chance to go somewhere, but just not getting the piece on it that he wanted to.
Looks like he's just a little bit off on the pitch he wants, but he's close to absolutely lacing one.
Absolutely.
0-2 pitch with two outs from Riddell is a breaking ball, foul tipped again back toward the on-deck circle of the Athletic Edge Express. And we'll do it again. Mora battling here against Chris Riddell, looking for the punch-out to be done with the inning and get back in the dugout.
Yeah, and with Riddell, now he's thinking about that last home run Andrew Mora hit, just trying not to throw him anything too easy, but Mora swinging at everything here.
Not wanting to pitch him inside. Here's the 0-2 delivery. This is low and in. Ball one, gave him a little bit of a different look there. Threw him some junk. Now Riddell will go for a little walk. That home run by Mora was just an inside off-speed that he turned on and pulled down the line. Hit it a ton. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball. In on the hands, hit in the air towards center. Coming in to squeeze it is the center fielder, Jelani Mason, for out number three, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s grab two runs and a one-run lead. It's 4-3 after two. You got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift, music, and art galleria in Shasta County. For Cascade Curation, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality and a face-to-face brick-and-mortar experience. Come see for yourself at the Cascade Curation Store at 1740 California Street here in Redding, California, across from Jack's Grill.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We head to the top of the third inning, where your Colt 45s lead the Athletic Edge Express with a score of 4-3 through two innings. Just in this last half inning, we saw Rain McMillan and Trojan Rogowski come around and score, thanks to a Mark Anthony Carroll double to put them back in the lead here. Yet to see a scoreless inning for the Colt 45s, and up to bat is Mason, Summers, and Schaefer here for the Athletic Edge Express here at the top of the third.
Yeah, Jelani Mason, left-hand hitter who flew out to Likens his last time up out there in left field. Step into the box, an even stance. As Medina comes set off the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals off speed. On the inner half, a call of strike one. No balls and one strike to the left-hand hitter. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner, called strike two.
And I think it's safe to say, although we're just two innings in, Jacob, a lot more action, a lot more fireworks than last night so far, at least on the offensive side of things here at Tiger Field tonight.
The 0-2 is a breaking ball, misses wide in the dirt. Yeah, Spencer, a lot more baseball left to play. On a wonderful night at the ballpark, after a very hot day, we had a high of 108 today, I believe. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Medina out of the stretch, poked at, hit in the air towards center, Rogowski, playable for him. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. And when it cools off here at the ballpark, it's just a great time coming out with the family or some friends. Grab a Bev, grab some food, and come sit and chill, watch some great baseball. And those burgers here at the Tiger Field Grill, let me tell you, best burger in town, if I do say so myself. It's that Wagyu beef they mix in there, custom made little mix, as JT Summers watches the first pitch ball, low and away. He singled his last time up and then would later come around to score. Here's the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting JT Summers with the wide-open stance. Waved at. Comes up empty. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, and Summers being a tall guy, he could really reach for anything here, so that strike zone is not exactly where Medina's going to want to throw, but it's regardless where he's going to have to throw.
The 1-1 is laced towards center field. Rogowski moving over toward the gap will squeeze it on the run. A couple of flyouts to the center fielder, Rogowski. And two away here in this top of the third inning. Both hard hit baseballs on a line. Not necessarily routine flyouts. Just a couple of hard hit balls right toward Rogowski.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, Jacob, just a couple hits that look pretty flat, rather. Less flyout and more just really good hits out deep, but Rogowski does a great job just getting under him, staying calm, and making the squeeze.
And Lucas Schaefer with that two-run bomb his last time up. Both first basemen tonight for each respective team has a two-run bomb to their name, which is not something that you see through one at-bat. A 1-1 count now on him after he took that pitch for a ball. Medina comes set. McMillan sets up inside the 1-1. Delivery just misses low, breaking ball. Didn't quite catch the corner. For the knee of the right-hand hitting Lucas Schaefer. Now the 2-1. Breaking ball. That one catches the inside corner right at the knee. A called strike two.
That's a great-looking pitch there from Medina getting back in the fight here. Does not want to go down 3-1 against such a deadly hitter.
Now the 2-2 pitch from Medina after a quick breath, misses low for ball three. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes with two outs. The payoff pitch from Medina is a breaking ball hit on a line shot toward the left fielder. Likens goes into a dive. He's not going to get it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Schaefer around first, digging for two. He'll cruise into second base with a double. Likens laying out, but just couldn't quite get to it. And it's a stand-up double for Lucas Schaefer.
And like we've seen from those last two at-bats that happened to go right to Rogowski or in his general vicinity, Schaefer, again, just belts one to the outfield. This one really flattened. As you mentioned, Corey Likens giving chase to it makes a great effort, but unfortunately effort doesn't get it all done all the time. Just a great hit from Schaefer. Very, very difficult to defend. He's going to get a double on that one and get right into scoring position here for Boyd.
And for Corey Likens, the ball was also cutting away from him. Breaking ball catches the outside corner right at the knee for a called strike one. Infield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand hitting Brady Boyd with the socks up high. The Athletic Edge Express with the gray pants and the red tops, the Colt 45s, white pants, yellow sleeveless jerseys with those black short sleeves underneath. One ball and one strike to Brady Boyd. With two outs and a runner at second base. That's a tying run over there at second base. 1-1. The outside corner for strike two.
It looks like Medina, although giving up a few hits, as I mentioned, it looks like the Athletic Edge is just earning it, working really hard, and Medina's making him earn it. He's looked pretty good so far tonight.
The 1-2 pitch. Fastball chopped foul at the plate to count at one ball and two strikes. And, yeah, Likens chasing down that baseball. Sensational effort, but just no glove extender on his glove, unfortunately, and just out of his reach. But he did a great job of getting back up and getting to that baseball quick to hold Schaefer with a double. The 1-2 delivery from Medina is a breaking ball. Chopped toward Mondohano at third. Handles it. Now throws across the first. The stretch by Mora is in time for the 5-3 putout. The Athletic Edge Express threatened but they do not score. They leave Schaefer stranded at second base as we head to the bottom of the third here in this 3-2 ball game.
Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
It's sponsored by Cascade Curations, the coolest, cleanest little thrift music and art galleria in Shasta County. For Cascade Curations, it's not just about vibes or trends, it's about timeless quality and a face-to-face brick-and-mortar experience. Come see for yourself at the Cascade Curations store at 1740 California Street across from Jack's Grill. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be back for more of the ball game right after this message from our sponsor, Cascade Curations.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. First pitch swing from Dom DeCagno is laced into the left center field gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall, and Dom DeCagno is going to have himself a stand-up double to lead things off here in this bottom of the third inning in a 4-2 ball game.
Yeah, great-looking hit there from DeCagno, as you mentioned, Jacob, just way out in the left center. It's going to make all the fielders give chase to that roughly at the same time, and DeCagno using his speed to get into scoring position right off the rip here in the bottom of the third.
Now the right-hand hitting John Handy to the plate. Duran loses the baseball momentarily, kicks around between his ankles, and taking third base on the heads-up play is Dom DeCagno. Now an additional run for the Colt 45s is only 90 feet away. The catcher, Cam Duran, blocked the baseball right through the five-hole, catch it from sneaking through, pounced on it, and then looked around for it, couldn't find it. John Handy was hit by a pitch his last time up. Here's a 1-0. Brushes Handy back off the plate for ball two.
And DeCagno, as we mentioned just now, just doing a great job of just staying active on those bases after a great hit, getting a double off the first pitch and the second pitch, watching Handy make his first attempt at swing, making his way all the way to third. So just in two pitches here in the bottom of the third, we got a runner on third base, just 90 feet from scoring position, as you mentioned.
Now the 2-0 is hit in the air towards center. This will be deep enough to score the run if it's caught. Center fielder giving chase right to the warning track. We'll squeeze it on the run. Quick throw in will not be in time. Handy gives it a ride, but squeezed by Jelani Mason for the out. And DeCagno comes in to score, so a sacrifice fly for Handy.
It's a great job for Mason as well, just all the way back at the warning track. It took a long time for him to get under that one, as that one was just sitting in the air, though, for him. He's able to make the catch and get it all the way back in. Limit the damage for sure, but with a ball like that hit by Handy all the way out to the warning track, DeCagno is going to get the 90 feet regardless.
Now, the right-hand hitting Mondo Hano to the plate. First pitch misses low in the dirt for ball one. So we've now dropped below triple digits here at Tiger Field. And a 1-0 count on Mondo Hano here in this 5-3 ball game. He watches an off-speed miss low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Mondo Hano, who struck out swinging his last time up. The 2-0 pitch. It's a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit beyond the reach of Darren Mallaire, the shortstop. Mondo Hano has his first hit of the night. Some activity out in the bullpen as well for the Athletic Edge Express as Freddie the Bat Boy gets a little recognition from the crowd.
Yeah, and this is just some great offense we've seen. Like I mentioned again, just grown accustomed to seeing here from the Colt 45s. Just some really good offense getting runs on early. That'll be the third inning in a row through the three innings, although this one isn't over, however. Just the third inning in a row, they're scoring runs here. Perfect so far to start the game.
Ham puts a swing on this one. Going into a dive again is the right fielder. Tokar can't hold on to it. And that puts runners at first and second base after it escapes the clutches of Tokar. And Ryan Ham has himself his first hit of the night. Yeah. Looked like Tokar might have gone into a dive just to keep it in front of him, but
yeah, Tokar's got a feel so far. In each and every inning, having to really lay out for one, sitting in shallow right center, just feel like he's getting picked on out there tonight. Not easy plays to make, but ones that could be made, just very difficult for him. He feels like just getting really unlucky so far. Great placement so far from the Colt 45s. Like I mentioned, the offense we have grown accustomed to seeing this season.
Yeah, now Corey Likens due up, who is the only hitter for the Colt 45s tonight to not reach first base in one way or another. Now, this pitch misses inside for ball one to the right-hand hitter, who struck out looking his last time up. Yeah, as you said, Spencer, just looks like out there in right field, Will Tokar is getting picked on a little bit. But part of it, too, is the wind with the right-hand batters and the ball cutting away. Here's a chopper toward the third baseman. Great pick. He's going to go to second the short way, and then the relay to first in time for the 5-4-3. A fantastic play by the third baseman, Brady Boyd, charging in on it, picked it off the infield grass, and then went to second base where the second baseman, Justin Brenson, relayed it to first in time for the Athletic Edge Express to get out of the jam. The Colt 45s threaten, but they only score one. They leave a couple runners aboard. It's 5-3 after three as we head to the fourth. Step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift music and art gallery in Shasta County. For Cascade Curations, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality and a face-to-face brick-and-mortar experience. Cascade Curations is right here with free parking across from Jack's Grill in the Foundry Square on California Street.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
And welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We enter the top of the fourth inning where your Colt 45s lead the Athletic Edge Express with a score of 5-3. Great offensive action so far. Due up for the Athletic Edge Express, we have Tokar, Lucas, and Brinson heading towards the bottom of the lineup here in the top of the fourth, as I mentioned. So far, Medina has made decent work of this side, just allowing a three-run home run in the first inning. Just the fourth batter, that was Schaefer, who's also gotten a double. He's looking very good so far. Well, he will not be due up for a while here as we enter the deep middle of this lineup so far for the Athletic Edge Express. To take you the rest of the way through the inning, here's Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. And yeah, as you said, just Medina making quick work of this lineup. The only blemish on his scorecard really is that home runs, but he has allowed four hits. It matters, but he's limited this offense to only three runs, so he's done a solid job tonight. Now Will Tokar to the plate, right-hand hitter facing off against Medina, first pitch swing, fouls it back out of play for strike one here in this top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, what we've seen so far from this Athletic Edge Express offense, as you mentioned, those three runs, but also just getting a few hits on the board as well. Just another nod of the cap to Ty Cook last night, shutting this side out. It looks like a very great offensive team, which reminds me of the Alameda Anchors, which we have seen a couple weeks ago, who had a great series against the Colt 45. Still couldn't quite get it done, but they stole a win from them.
Now the 0-2 from Medina misses in the dirt. Yeah, the Alameda Anchors giving the Colt 45s a run for their money. They had the comeback win in the first game of that three-game weekend series. Just some great baseball played that weekend. A trio of close games. The 1-2 pitch from Medina is fouled back to the screen to keep the count at one ball and two strikes. And Ty Cook last night going the distance, the complete game shutty. in the pitcher's duel against Luke Dillon. Both pitchers having sensational outings, but fortunately for Luke Dillon in this Express Ball Club, came up short. The 1-2 is poked at. Little flare cutting toward foul territory. Mora giving chase all the way back toward the bullpen. Goes into a slide over his shoulder. Can't quite hold on to it. He was chasing that baseball down. Willie Mays style almost made a fantastic play. He had it in the clutches of his glove for a moment or so, but it looked like with that wicked spin, it just ended up spinning out of his glove.
Yeah, and you wonder how much the wind played part in that as well, just kind of moving around as he's giving chase to it, getting under it, and then he's got to move back, forward, left, right, no matter what it is. That wind is definitely playing factor tonight. Probably the most wind as far as the game I've called that I've felt out here so far this season. Nothing crazy, but definitely pulling the ball around a little bit.
Now the 1-2 is chopped toward the shortstop. Carroll handles the hop off the back foot. Throw to first, low, picked by Mora in time for the 6-3 putout. A great job by Mora to handle that one hopper. It was on the rim of the outfield grass over there. And off the back foot, Mark Anthony Carroll reared back and let it rip. Bounced it off the infield grass, and Mora nonchalant over there at first base handled it very cleanly. Yeah, as you said, Spencer, the wind playing a factor for sure. It's probably the most we have seen it play a factor with, and not just pushing one direction, but swirling more so as the right-hand hitting Justin Lucas takes a first pitch ball in the dirt for ball one. That was just a great effort by Andrew Mora as well. The fact that he got that baseball was really incredible as it was cutting away from him through that wind, but also just kind of moving around up there. As this pitch is taken for a fastball right at the knee on the inside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Jacob, I was just about to mention that as well. The wind so far tonight has really just been moving around, like shifting a lot, shifting the winds, not as so much one way or another. We've had innings where the wind has been pushing the ball out and innings where the wind has been keeping the ball in. So very interesting night here weather-wise.
The 1-2 for Medina backs Lucas off the plate to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, with it swirling like that, it's just hard to really adjust to the wind, obviously, because it's constantly changing. The outfield shaded toward left for the right-hand hitter. Here's the 2-2 from Medina as a breaking ball misses inside. And when it's changing like that, which we can feel it from up here in the third base side bleachers where we're at, those flags out there in center field are standing still, but up above us, it's definitely swirling, more so the payoff pitch from Medina. Swing! And a miss for out number two. Got him to chase that pitch down and away. It's the second strikeout for Nathan Medina, the kid out of Madera, California.
Yeah, just great-looking pitch and staying composed with that full count, the payoff pitch. He throws it right down the middle, and Lucas takes a big job at it, but not going to make any contact there. So it'll be the second out of the inning, and as you mentioned, the second strikeout of the night for Medina.
Now the right-hand hitting Justin Brinson to the plate. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. Takes a call to strike one on the inner half. He was stranded over there at second base last inning. Now the 0-1 from Medina working off the first base side of the rubber with the defense shifted to pole. This is in the dirt.
Yeah, the Athletic Edge here would not mind after what they saw last inning, them getting a two-out rally of their own, rather, or excuse me, it was the second inning for the Colt 45s where they put up two more runs in the after having two outs and no one on. They need to get something going here again like they saw in the first inning.
Now the 1-1, fastball in the outside corner, called strike two. Activity out in the bullpen looks to be Aaron DeVanis from Petaluma High and from Santa Rosa Junior College. Here's the 1-1, breaking ball, check swing, didn't go. This is in the dirt. Even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, the Express here just looking for some sort of offense to get going. Fastball misses inside to fill the count.
Yeah, and it was a good-looking pitch there from Medina. A lot of heat on that one, but looks like it must have just barely missed inside.
Yeah, just missed his location there as McMillan sets up low and in. The payoff pitch with two outs misses low, and taking first base will be Justin Brinson. He's got on board both nights tonight. as he draws a free pass, this time a little bit less painful for him. So the last time he got aboard was via the hit-by-pitch. That'll be the catcher, Cam Duran, for the Athletic Edge Express. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Medina, first pitch swinging now, hit into the left, giving chase as Likens right to the warning track, squeezes it on the run, and aside is retired. The Athletic Edge Express threatened, but they do not score. It's 5-3 after they leave Brenton stranded at first base. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning for Cascade Curations, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality and a face-to-face brick-and-mortar experience. Cascade Curations is right here, right there, with free parking across from Jack's Grill in the Foundry Square on California Street. Again, that's Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street, right across from Jack's Grill in the Foundry Square.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. McMillan, Rogowski, and Carroll do up. First pitch swing from McMillan, fouls it back out of play for strike one. Here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 0-1 delivery from the righty is hit down the left field line. Just a bit foul. Couldn't quite keep it inside the foul pole. McMillan pulled that baseball down there, but kept hooking left.
Yeah, that ball off the bat and into the net, just foul. Would have been home run distance, it looked like. Probably just 2-3 seconds maybe from off the bat out into the net. Just really line drive, just ripped, and it had distance. It carried a lot of power there from McMillan.
Now the 0-2 misses low and in. Yeah, definitely home run distance. It did get over the wall and off the netting, but 3 or 4 feet to the left of that foul pole. Unfortunately for Rain McMillan, now the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The second baseman back behind second base makes a quick throw to first to nab McMillan in time. A great play by Justin Brinson moving over to his right after that ground ball went off the mound and through the pitcher.
Yeah, very interesting hop there. Definitely one of the weirder ones we've seen so far this campaign, or especially tonight. But Brinson doing a great job just making that look easy. It hopped off the front of the mound, as you mentioned, and just went right into his glove. Made a good jump for it and makes the put out at first base to get the inning started off right here for the Athletic Edge, trying to get back in this one.
Almost like a second hop on a chopper as Rogowski takes ball one in the dirt. At the second hop on a chopper that just kicks up high with all that spin. The 1-0, showing Bunnis. Rogowski pulls it back, but breaking ball drops in the zone. Keeping up the count at 1-1, and actually went and played a little fast pitch earlier today. Handled something similar to that, definitely not the same speed, I'll tell you that, as this one catches the inside corner right at the knee to make the count 1-2. And you have to make a quick decision whether you're going to barehand it, throw off the back foot, or quickly glove, show off those quick hands, and get us the 1-2 off the plate outside. giving up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lucky for me, I was playing on a softball field where everything's downscaled, and was able to barehand it with a softball, kick it first in time. As Rogalski takes a breaking ball on the inside corner at the knees, everyone in the ballpark, including us up here in the booth, thought that was ball three.
Yeah, definitely a questionable call there. Rogalski looked like he had to move out of the way just to avoid being hit by that pitch, or just, you know, avoid any unnecessary damage to himself. And umpire calls him strikeout looking, so that'll be the call here. It'll be 2 outs now.
And Rogalski, in his last 7 plate appearances, counting today and yesterday, he struck out 3 times. All 3 of those times have been looking, which just shows how unfortunate his strike zone's been. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes now on Mark Anthony Carroll. He's going to step out of the box and pause to regain his thoughts. Now steps back in, taps play with his bat. The 0-2 delivery from Chris Riddell. See, now gets his sign, works off the first base side of the rubber, wine steals the 0-2, little flaring on the hands back behind the second base, and the second baseman drifting out, a great play by Justin Brinson to retire the side. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3 as we head to the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations, where it's not just about vibes or trend. It's about timeless quality in a face-to-face brick-and-mortar experience. Cascade Curations is right there with free parking across from Jack's Grill in the Founders Square on California Street.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the top of the fifth inning. Your home Colt 45s lead the Athletic Edge Express with a score of 5-3. The top of the lineup is who is due up for the Athletic Edge here as they're looking to fight their way back into this one with Darren Millar, Mason, and Summers leading off, and Schaefer in the hole there, batting cleanup after hitting a home run and a double so far in his 2 at-bats. Looking very good so far, and as I mentioned here in the top of the fifth inning, looking just to get their way back into it. What better way to start than in the top of the lineup? Here's Jacob Green to take you the rest of the way.
Thank you, Spencer. And yeah, as you said, Darren Millar, Mason, and Summers due up with Schaefer batting fourth in the inning. Should the line keep moving, Schaefer is 2-for-2 with a home run and a double tonight, so he actually has a chance at doing something that we saw from Dom DeCagno last weekend. 5-3 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Darren Millar, right-hand hitter, steps into the box. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a single, a stolen base, and a ground out. It's the first pitch from Medina's. Bounced in there for ball one. Medina has settled in since that first inning. That was a little bit rocky where he gave up 3 runs. But has been cruising since.
Yeah, since then, as you mentioned, just looking really calm, looking energized, to be honest, with how hot it is out here, and obviously the wind playing factor into cooling him down a little bit, but he's looking really good here, just had to get warm a little bit, get a little loose, it seems, as he has really turned this game around for himself.
From Madera and Reedley Call, just he delivers a fastball right down Broadway, even if the count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Now deals the 1-1. Fastball, top of the zone again for strike 2. 1-2. He is definitely used to that heat, Central Valley of California. But still, definitely looking a little bit more energized than you would expect here on what was a 108-degree day. And when they were out there warming up, it was sitting right around 105, 106. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Medina. Breaking ball, waved at for the strikeout, got him to chase it down and in.
And there it is again from Medina, just looking like he's getting better and better. Those fastballs were moving. They were humming, looking faster than they were in the first couple innings as well. He looks like he's actually finding his groove. He's less pacey and more just using his endurance to get himself through these innings here.
That was the third strikeout for Medina today. He winds and deals to the left-hand hitting Mason as this one's fouled off out of play. Jelani Mason, the left-hand hitter, now working an 0-1 count. Yo, one fastball in the outside corner for strike two, and there's that fastball you were talking about, Spencer, just a heater that he's just able to pinpoint every single time. Now the 0-2 from Medina as he comes set off the first base side of the rubber. Breaking ball poked at. Mondohano charging on the infield grass gloves. Throws the first to stretch by Mora in time. Mondohano and Mora flashing the leather. That corner infield duo has been so solid for this Colt 45's pitching staff and defense as a whole.
Yeah, incredible there from Mondohano. That ball was barely moving, and actually, Mason does a great job getting a jump on that hit there. A little grippler out through towards the third base line, and Mondohano has to play chase to as Mason's hauling all the way to first base, but he scoops that and makes a quick grab, and Morris makes the squeeze for an out on a really close play there.
Now JT Summers watches an off-speed pitch miss the corner of the zone for ball one. He's 1-for-2 on the night. He singled his first time up and then flew out to the center fielder Rogowski. Yeah, Mondohano with that ball, dying on the infield grass, charged it, gloved it with both hands, and then the off-balance throw sidearm to the first base, and Mora with the large stretch over there at first, and got the runner, the hitter rather, Jelani Mason, who is a left-handed hitter, by the way, so he's a little bit closer to first base by about half a step. Now the 2-0 from Nathan Medina working off the first base side. A line shot toward center field, Rogowski moving over toward the gap will squeeze it on the run. Summers lines out for out number three. Athletic Edge Express go 1-2-3. We're halfway through our ball game tonight after 4.5. It's the Colt 45's 5 and the Athletic Edge Express 3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Cascade Curations exists to be Reading's best when it comes to local art, music instruments, and quality clothing. Cascade Curations, art, music, and fashion store, unlike anywhere else in the North State. Go by and see for yourself today, Cascade Curations, with free parking across from Jack's Grill in the Founders Square at 1740 California Street, here in Reading, California.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curations store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Andrew Mora leading things off in that left-hand batter's box. Takes a first pitch fastball off the plate outside for ball one. He's 1-for-2 with that two-run shot back in the first inning. This one's bounced in there by Chris Riddell for ball two. And what's definitely cooled off now with the smoky clouds off in the distance, turning a bluish purple as the sun begins its full descent back behind us on a picturesque night here from Tagger Field. Now, the 2-0 misses low and away for ball three. For Andrew Mora on the year, he has a total of 26 walks coming into this game. 1 is chased out of zone. Keeping up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now Mora digs back in. The 2-2 misses low and away to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. He also has 31 RBIs on the year after that 2-run shot back in the first inning. Payoff pitch off the plate outside, and Mora works himself another free pass on the year.
Yeah, and something, as you mentioned, Jacob, we have just seen all season from Andrew Mora just playing the long game, playing the waiting game. If he has to, he'll be down 0-2 in a count, and he still won't be swinging anything he thinks is the ball. Very patient player, and but when he does swing, he gets after it, as we saw there in the first inning, and now he's got a free trip to first base, as you mentioned, and head to the plate is Don DeCanio here, looking to do some damage after he got a double in the third inning as well.
Now we're going to get a pitching change. Chris Riddell's night is done after the walk issued to Andrew Mora. The Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma is trying to stay in this ballgame. They'll bring on a new arm to face off against this Colt 45 lineup. Looks like it's going to be number 12 for the Athletic Edge Express, Aaron DeVanis. And when we return after this, here in the bottom of the fifth inning, it's a 5-3 ball game. It will be Dom DeCanio facing off against the new relief pitcher for the Athletic Edge Express, Aaron DeVanis. When we return after this message from our sponsor tonight, Cascade Curations.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? Got to step into the Cascade Curations store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, where the score remains here in the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45's 5, Athletic Edge Express 3, with up to DeCanio with Andrew Mora on first base, and the new relief pitcher in will be Aaron DeVanis here for the Athletic Edge. Making his first pitch to take you the rest of the way through the fifth inning is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. The Athletic Edge at double play. That's DeCanio, first pitch swing on this one. Fouled back toward the screen. The catcher, Duran, giving chase right up to the screen, off the chest protector, and squeezes it with his bare hand. A sensational play from Cam Duran. Somehow that ball not bouncing off the netting. He tipped it with his glove hand. It went off the chest protector, bounced back up into the air, and as he fell to the ground, squeezed it with his bare hand. And somehow, Mora, not believing that he was going to catch it, just stayed at first thinking that it was going to be a dead ball. A fantastic play from the backstop, Cam Duran.
Yeah, truly incredible. Even the Colt 45 fans here in the stadium with a great reaction had to tip their cap here to the catcher, would be Duran. Just, as you mentioned, just bobbled it all around, ends up barehanding it without letting that ball touch the net. Absolutely impressive.
Now this one's a chopper toward the second baseman. Love splits to second for one. The relay by the shortstop to first, not in time, and also not picked by the first baseman, Schaefer. A glove flip from Brinson, and then the turn from Darren Miller was not in time. 4-6 putout erases the lead runner, Andrew Mora. But Andy aboard on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, and cannot complain at all there from Athletic Edge after the situation they were just had. Obviously, Andrew Mora, who is a little bit more dangerous on the base side, argued than John Handy as well, with no outs. And now Handy and Morris switch places essentially, and there's still now two outs down, so nothing, can't complain too much in a great start here for DeVanis.
And now that run will not be charged to tonight's starting pitcher Chris Riddell, because Mora was erased. That was Riddell's runner. A 1-0 count on Mondujano. So great job by the pen for the Athletic Express coming out as DeVanis trying to get out of this inning. There's two outs. Here's a 1-0 as a chopper toward the shortstop, Darren Miller. He's going to go the short way to second base to get the 6-4 put out. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score here in the bottom half as we head to the sixth inning here in a 5-3 ball game. The Colt 45s up by 2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Cascade Curations exists to be Reading's best when it comes to local art, music instruments, and quality clothing. Cascade Curations art, music, and fashion store, unlike anywhere else in the North State. Go by and see this place for yourself at 1740 California Street across from Jack's Grill in the Founder Square.
Looking for fun for your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Looks like it's going to be Colton Sewell on in relief of Mr. Nathan Medina, who goes five innings, qualifying for the win. A solid outing from Nathan Medina. He leaves with a 5-3 lead for Colton Sewell. He's 2-0 with a 2.11 ERA in six games. He's got a save and 17 innings underneath his belt with 26 strikeouts. Colton Sewell out of Bandon, Oregon, and playing at Feather River College, standing at 6'2", 220 with a funky delivery off that first base side of the rubber. He concludes his warm-up tosses. Now it will be Lucas Schaefer, Brady Boyd, and Will Toker to the plate here in this top of the sixth inning.
Yeah, and we have yet to see any offense so far here from the Athletic Edge other than that first inning three-run shot from Schaefer. Obviously more than we saw last night after the shutout. Credit to Ty Cook, at the hands of Ty Cook, rather. But with a new pitcher, maybe the Athletic Edge will have more luck, and they are still right in this game, just 5-3, as mentioned, as no runs in the past two innings, we head to the top of the sixth.
Now the first pitch from Sewell. This is low and away for ball one to Lucas Schaefer, who, as you said, Spencer, 2-for-2 on the night with that two-run shot back in the first. Sewell with the unconventional delivery. The righty working off the first base side of the rubber kicks and deals the sidewinding delivery. Not a submariner, but a little bit of a sidewind look. Misses wide again for ball two.
Yeah, Sewell just trying to get his feet wet here, just get comfortable with the conditions of the field here, and just get started off on the right foot. Definitely slow start so far.
Swing and a miss to get strike one. Now a 2-1 count on the right-hand hitter. He did have a messy outing back against the Alameda Anchors on June 28th, where he gave up three earned runs in two innings. This one's fouled back out of play toward the parking lot to make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That foul ball brought to you by North State Security.
He allowed 2 hits and 2 walks in that outing. In a game that the Colt 45s would win by a score of 7-6. The 2-2 off plate way outside for ball three.
Yeah, and that game on the 28th, as you mentioned, Jacob against the Anchors, just one of my favorites, I'd have to say. Probably my favorite on the campaign so far. Just a really great shootout of a game, back and forth all the way through. Just love watching that game go the distance.
Tied him up inside, foul tip into the glove of McMillan, who holds on. That's the first K for Colton Sewell, and the first batter is retired. And that was in a game that the Colt 45s put 5 on the board in the bottom of the 5th, and they would prevail by a score of 7-6. Definitely one of my favorite games I've called, with a very back-and-forth shootout, as you said. Now Brady Boyd to the plate, who's struck out and grounded out to the third baseman tonight. Sewell comes set off the first base side, winds and deals to the right-hand hitter. There was a fastball in the outer half, a called strike one. Yeah. 0-1 to the right-hand hitter. Sewell bending at the belt, now comes set. Right-hand hitter Boyd with the socks up high, waves at a breaking ball for strike two. Got him to chase that one. That was going away from the batter. Now in an 0-2 hole is Brady Boyd. Wide open stance, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball just misses a bit up and away.
Sewell now, after those first two pitches, looking a little rocky, looking like he's found his comfort zone here early, which is good, getting that strikeout on Schaefer and now working on it with Boyd as well. Just looking very comfortable, looking like he's ready to do some damage.
Now the 1-2, winged at again on cue. That's strikeout number 2. And Sewell with that little Johnny Cueto-like hesitation as he rocks back and gets set to deliver, just throws off those hitters, especially with that funky sidewinding delivery. Now will be the right-hand hitting Will Toker to the plate, who's lined out and grounded out tonight.
Right fielder number 15, Will Toker.
Controlling right field tonight. Couple of Ks in the inning for Sewell. First pitch to Toker. Catches the inside corner at the knee. It's called strike one. Sewell, glove tucked up by his hip as he leans forward, ball dangling with his throwing arm. Now comes set, working off the first base side of the rubber. The 0-1 misses wide. Evens the count at 1-1. The outfield is shaded a couple of steps toward left. As the lights have started to take full effect here at Tiger Field, the 1-1 delivery from Sewell. This is low and away for ball two.
And as you mentioned, Jacob, the lights now taking effect, and honestly a very beautiful night here at Redding, California at Tiger Field, without the swirling surrounding smoke, but that is something we have grown accustomed to, us Redding natives and people who have lived here for a while. You just get used to the smoke at some point, so rather a very gorgeous night here in Redding, California.
2-1 misses wide for ball three, and yeah, definitely not too smoky. The air quality is still good, but the smoke around us from the green fire up northeast of Shasta Lake, up that pit arm, just providing a little bit of a different atmosphere. The 3-1 delivery from Sewell to chopper toward the second baseman and through for a base hit, a weird hop, and unable to handle it was the second baseman, Ryan Hamm. He was waiting back on it, and just ended up sneaking through him. Now the ball escapes Sewell, thinking about trying for two was Will Toker, but he stays stationary at first base on the E4 from Ryan Hand. I'll bring up Justin Lucas, the left fielder, who's 0-2 tonight. Just a really weird hop there on that chopper. Just a couple of weird skips and kind of handcuffed Ryan Hamm. This off-speed misses up and away for ball one.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a weird hop there, but regardless, Ryan Hamm knows, I think he knows himself, so definitely one he's accustomed to grabbing there. He's used to grabbing. Definitely going to be kicking himself for that one, but hopefully he can make it up here soon.
With two outs in the inning, you don't want to give any sort of breathing room, especially in a 5-3 ball game where you're only up by two. But, yeah, what looked like to be a routine ground ball in the third out of the inning, now there's a runner at first and the tying run at the plate here in this top of the sixth inning of a 5-3 ball game. Sewell working out of the stretch, checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. Comes set, kicks and deals the 2-0. Misses wide for ball three.
Now this is where you see the Colt 45 starting to play with fire. Just that one mistake, as you mentioned, could just lead into a whole two-out rally here. Now 3-0 in the count in favor of the Athletic Edge here.
You don't want a snowball effect. The 3-0 catches the bottom of the zone right at the knee for a called strike one. Three balls and one strike.
Yeah, that's great showing confidence there from Sewell, just throwing what he knows best despite the circumstances there, having to get one in the strike zone.
Now the 3-1. Laying off of it, and that's going to be a walk for Lucas. It was a fastball just off the plate outside. That is the first walk issued by Colt Sewell here in this top of sixth inning.
First and second baseman, number four, Justice Brinson.
Now, Justice Brinson to the plate, who has reached on a hit-by-pitch and reached on a walk tonight. First pitch from Sewell, swing and a miss for strike one. Got him to chase a fastball a little bit upstairs and away. Justice Brinson at second base tonight for the Athletic Edge Express.
And if you're Sewell here, you're just wanting to get out of this inning. He's obviously got the two strikeouts, but now he's got two batters on base. Not necessarily his fault on that first one with the error, but the walk as well. And now you got the leading run here up to plate. So he's just trying to get out of this. It's all or nothing kind of at bat here for Brinson and for Sewell to defend.
Yeah, the go-ahead run at the plate is just never a spot you want to be in the sixth inning or anywhere late in the ball game here after we're over halfway through our ball game tonight. Now a 1-1 count after that next pitch missed low and in. Sewell bending at the belt, goes through the signs with Rain McMillan, now comes set off the first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery with the infield playing behind the runners is a chopper toward the second baseman, Ham, with a chance to redeem himself, flips to first in time for the 4-3 put out. The Athletic Edge Express threaten, but they do not score. They strand a pair as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Cascade Curations exists to be Redick's best when it comes to local art, music instruments, and quality clothing. Cascade Curations art, music, and fashion store unlike anywhere else in the North State. Go by and see this place for yourself at 1740 California Street across from Jack's Grill.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball, facing off against the Athletic Edge Express out of Petaluma, California. Ham, Likens, and McMillan do up for the Colt 45's here at Tiger Field as the lights have taken full effect in this 5-3 ball game. It's going to be Aaron Devanis facing off against these Colt 45s in his first full inning of work after he got the last outs of the previous inning after Chris Riddell was taken out of the ballgame after the leadoff walk to Andrew Mora. Now the first pitch from the righty, huge cut and miss by Ham for strike one. Now the 0-1. So, ball laced into right center field for a base hit over to cut it off as the right fielder. It's going to skip past him with a center fielder. Mason quickly plays it back, but Pam laces a double, able to beat the throw. It snuck through the right fielder Toker again. He's had a rough night out there patrolling right field.
Yeah, great looking hit there from him again. Just that weird area where Toker's got to go in for it and against the wind, obviously, with how the wind has been blowing. Obviously, a little bit softer here so far heading into the bottom of the sixth. The wind has kind of died down a little bit. But a spot we have seen Toker just in a very unfortunate position, and Ryan Ham's going to take advantage of that. Great placement, as mentioned before, from these Colt 45s.
Now the 0-1, fastball right at the belt on the outside corner for strike one. Likens 0-2. He is the only Colt 45 to not touch first base tonight. Here's the 0-1 as Venus checks the runner back. It's grounded toward the second baseman, Brinson, who handles it, flips to first base in time for the 4-3 put out, but Ham moves over to third base. That's out number one.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, just a little bit of an unfortunate night here so far from Corey Likens. Getting some batters moved or some runners moving down the bases, making their way around, looking to get across, but hasn't himself gotten onto the base and had a chance to do some damage himself.
Likens, as you said, moving the runner over, puts him 90 feet away for Rain McMillan, who is singled and grounded out tonight. First pitch hit in the air toward right. Tokar giving chase. Will be underneath it playable. Now the throw in from Tokar on a line. Coming in to tag in time easily with a courtesy runner, Adam Reyes. My apologies. Ryan Ham comes in to score after McMillan gets the fly out. Sacrifice fly to the right fielder Tokar. It's now 6-3. For the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski.
Yeah, great heads up running there from Ryan Ham, and it's a good throw out there from Tokar making it all the way in, but it's just no chance again with 90 feet to go, and Ryan Ham very active on the bases. And now we got the top lineup here with one out down, already a run across. Looking good here for the Colt 45s.
And it was cutting away from him as Rogowski takes his first pitch inside for ball one. It was cutting away from him toward the right field foul line. He was able to get around it and then charge in on it after getting behind the baseball, crow hop and make a strong throw on a hop to the catcher Cam Duran, but it just wasn't in time to nab the speedy Ryan Ham.
Yeah, and that's not even mentioning as deep as that ball was hit there, you'd assume Rand McMillan would be guaranteed with the runner on third there to get a sacrifice fly and get an RBI off that.
Yeah, pretty much a very high fly ball. This one's grounded toward the second baseman. Quick throw to first base. In time, Rogowski upset with the call. He's been rather aggravated with all of the umpires tonight. He's retired 4-3, and that's the way the inning ends. He motioned safe as he crossed the first base bag, but fortunately the side is retired. But the Colt 45s get one. They're up by a score of 6-3 as we head to the 7th. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Curations. Cascade Curations exists to be Reading's best when it comes to local art, musical instruments, and quality clothing. Cascade Curations Art, Music, and Fashion is a store unlike anywhere else in the North State.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curations store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the top of the 7th inning. Your Colt 45s lead the Athletic Edge with a score of 6-3. Tacking on that run in the bottom of the 6th was Ryan Ham after a double, and then three outs straight up from there to four batters up, one scores, and three are retired. So here, heading into the top of the seventh, the Athletic Edge are scoreless in the last five innings. Just a three-run shot from Schaefer at the very top of the first. As we head into the top of the seventh here, Duran is up, and then the top of the lineup with Darren Millay and Mason. Here, take you the rest of the way. Here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Yeah, Duran, Darren Millay, and then Mason do up for this Athletic Edge Express here in the second game of a two-game series before we face off against the Chico Nuts tomorrow night. And for the Athletic Edge Express, just that lone three runs in the first inning was all they've gotten. From there, it's been nothing but goose eggs. What is now a 6-3 ball game after the Colt 45s tacked one more on in the bottom half of the sixth as Duran takes a called strike one. Now Sewell, there's a fastball check swing, strike two, doesn't matter, right through the zone for called strike two.
And as you mentioned, as we both mentioned, scoreless here other than that first inning so far from, as this one is fouled back from Duran, keep the count at 0-2, scoreless so far here for since the first inning for the Athletic Edge, but they are still right there, just a three-run deficit, and they still got nine outs to work with, so not time to panic, but definitely time to get something going.
Now the 0-2 pitch from Sewell is hit in the air towards center. Rogowski on the move, playable for him. He'll make his way over and squeeze it for out number one.
Great contact there from Duran, but Rogowski, he's kind of just had them hit right at him, or nothing to take away the effort he's put in. He's made great grabs, no mistakes, anything like that, just doing his job. But a little bit unlucky here from the Athletic Edge. We've seen the Colt 45 so far hitting the ball really well into open space, into open grass in the outfield, kind of the opposite for the Athletic Edge, just hitting right at the fielders, unfortunately.
Yeah, apart from that three-run shot, that's really the only baseball Rogowski has not been able to get to, and that was only because it was over the fence. Now the top of the order in K's Darren Millay, the shortstop to the plate, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. First pitch from Sewell is a line shot toward Mondohano. He moves to his right and squeezes that one easily. That's why they call it the hot corner, folks. A liner right to his right on the backhand, and that is quickly out number two.
And again, as I just mentioned, being pretty good at calling him tonight so far, just right at Mondohano. A good-looking contact, good hit from the top of the lineup, with Darren Millay. And he's just going to, unfortunately, hit it right at Mondohano, who makes a nice squeeze for out number two here.
Now the first pitch from Sewell to the left-hand inning. Mason is a ground ball toward Mondohano, gobbled up and throws it across for the 5-3 putout. 1-2-3 go the Athletic Edge Express. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in California. The Colt 45 lead by a score of 6-2-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Cascade Creations. Cascade Creations exists to be Reading's best when it comes to local art, musical instruments, and quality clothing. Cascade Creations Art, Music, and Fashion is a store unlike anywhere else in the North State.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Now,
this is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning.